Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet Audie Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose, from led by God's Christian Ministry, will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God this evening. Amen. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. So tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts, minds, and souls with a word from God. You can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
Adonai, I humbly bow and ask for your forgiveness for failing to honor you as I should. I ask you to show me great mercy for the many times I have gone about my day without considering that you are the Lord and Master over all. How dare I fail to acknowledge your hand? How dare I attribute to man what I ought to attribute to you? Forgive me for my short-sightedness and lack of faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light, and it was good.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. Many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him,
call on him,
pleaded with the Lord to heal,
call on him.
Down on my knees I called on him, hey,
call on him.
All of a sudden I heard a voice singing deep down.
Yeah.
going through trials and tribulations and your heavy laden burden, Jesus said, cast your cares upon me and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing. The God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Him pleading, Lord, we'll hear your cry.
Call on
you
him.
You gotta call on him and hear his voice speaking way deep down inside. He's saying,
may come in the night, but in the morning it will be all right. To God be the glory. Jehovah, to know you and to be known by you, to experience the depth of this intimacy is my heart's greatest cry. Give me the capacity to love you deeply and to receive the love you have for me. Where my heart has become hardened or jaded, remind me of the purity of your love and gently massage it and open again. Where my mind has become too methodical, give me the gift of wonder at who you are and the works of your hand. Delight my soul with your word and with the fresh wind of your Holy Spirit. Slow my steps so that abiding with you becomes a way of life. Help me to honor you as King and to advance your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I have said the Lord always before me. I bless your name. Your name. Come on, let's take it higher.
I'll live for you.
I'll live for you.
I'll die in you.
For I have said the Lord always before me. Because you're on my right hand, I shall not be moved. I bless your name.
Devotional message, amen, which is entitled Listen to Him. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1, and it says, draw near to listen. Amen. The writer says, think about your interaction with someone you truly love. If you do all the talking, it isn't really a relationship, is it? True communication is a two-way street. You express yourself, and then you listen to the other person. He or she discloses something to you. You process what you hear, and you respond accordingly. This is the process through which decisions are reached. Consensus is built. Agreements are forged. Problems are solved. Secrets are divulged. Dreams are shared. Vulnerabilities are revealed. Information is exchanged. Attitudes are influenced. Encouragement is offered. And advice is given and received. A sense of intimacy develops through it all. However, if you spend all your time telling the Lord about your problems, hopes, needs, feelings, desires, and doubts, you are missing out on hearing his wisdom, his dreams for your life, his provision for you, his work in the world. Even worse, you will miss out on hearing about how God feels about you. Amen? Friend, don't make that mistake. You have the privilege of having a relationship with the sovereign of all creation. Show him how much you love him by taking time to listen to all he wants to tell you. You'll be glad you did. Amen. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Jesus, I draw near to listen to you. Thank you for loving and leading me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for the first day of September. Amen. Praise be to God. To God be the glory. Listen to him. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from God. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection.
Escapes my mind, the grace you've shown towards me. I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Do right. to follow me. I still can't believe
how you never let me go.
How you never lost your hope.
You keep proving your love to me.
Adonai, thank you for being my Lord and my Master, and yet allowing me to know you intimately. Thank you for remembering me constantly and reminding me of your presence. Your love captivates me. Your power mesmerizes me. All I need is your love in my life. And I thank you, Adonai, for giving me access to you throughout my day. Any moment I need you, you are there. I love you, Adonai, and I thank you for granting me the privileges of loving you and receiving your love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen.
I can't complain. No, I can't complain. Mama's taking it easy. Papa's gone on to paradise, smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet. Hoping and praying, just trying to live happy and free. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling.
and I'm gonna give the Lord his day. And everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. A heated conversation, me and my baby, with sometimes debate. Life has but few guarantees. Sweet love and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. No time to listen to what this old man has to say. Oh, you see the world. Everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling. I'm gonna give the Lord his day, and everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. Oh yeah, in the presence of his grace. The presence of his
Never too late.
just a matter of time before you run out of luck. They always say they got your back. Hard time will make your face too fat. A waste of life, you can't turn back. Mama cried so much till she had a heart attack. In your cell, you're crying out, oh Lord. In the dark, disappoints, answers your call. You feel the Holy Spirit anointed you fall. The light of His word pick you up and stand tall. Stand tall.
Adonai, thank you for being my Lord and my Master, and yet allowing me to know you intimately. Thank you for remembering me constantly and reminding me of your presence. Your love captivates me. Your power mesmerizes me. All I need is your love in my life. I thank you, Adonai. For giving me access to you throughout my day. Any moment I need you, you are there. I love you, Adonai, and I thank you for granting me the privilege of loving you and receiving your love. In Jesus' name, I love this prayer so much that I had to repeat it. Amen. Okay, lift them up.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God. We are your people. Let's see your life together. No matter what.
No matter what.
Come on, the problem
may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory cause.
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move.
In him and I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
I mean, you know that you got the victory.
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move.
In him I live, move and have my king.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come on, lift him up again.
Oh, let's
rejoice.
Rejoice. And shout
it
unto him.
Why? When you come to
control. He's in control and he
knows everything.
I'm the victory cause. I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live.
In him I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
He's in control and he knows everything.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Lift him up. Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. In the meantime, I will play another short selection. Praise be to God. Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's your hand. On this beautiful 1st of September.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. It is absolutely beautiful today. That weather was so nice. Well, it got a little hot, but it was still beautiful. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful day. A wonderful, wonderful Thursday. A wonderful, wonderful September the 1st. I was riding in the car, and I thought, wait a minute, what is going on? What is going on? Because I know me and Stephen just called somebody and said, we're coming to your house, and it was August the 2nd. And I'm going, wait a minute, did the month go by that quick?
Yes.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. I don't know if anybody else is paying attention, but time is flying.
Yes, it is.
It is waiting for no one. It is flying. Yes, and I'm telling you, if you're not doing those things that make you happy, if you're not doing those things that you enjoy doing, if you're not spending quality time with your family, if you're not loving on God, if you're not loving on God, if you're not loving on God, I'm telling you, time is flying, okay?
Amen.
Time is flying. And you know what? What is so awesome? God is so wonderful. He is so wonderful. He's not going to say, oh, Kathy, you're running out of time. Oh, Kathy, you're running out of time. You better come and love me. You better get to know me. You better follow my... No, 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 no. No, he ain't going to say nothing. He said it all when he came down here and got on the cross. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. He said it all when he came down here and got on that cross. Okay? When he got on the cross, he let us know, I'm sorry, what sin did I commit? Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't commit any sin. That would have been you. And you. And you. And you too, Kathy. And I'm standing there going, and you're going to die for my sin? Yeah. Why? I love you. My goodness, glory to God. I can't even say, you don't know me. How you love? You could say that to a man or a woman that you don't really know me. But you can't say it to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to thank you today, oh God. Thank you for another day of life, health, and strength. You woke us up this morning, clothed in our right minds, divine healings within our bodies. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. Father God, right now, we're going to give ear to hear what thus says the Lord. Speak to us, oh God. Speak to us individually. Speak to us corporately. Speak to us, God. We need to hear from you. We need a word from you, oh God. Speak, Lord. We are listening. We want to hear what thus says the Lord. And as you speak, we're going to give you our full attention today. We are not going to let your word, my goodness, fall on deaf ears. You have our full attention. Father God, as you have the attention of your people, we say speak. Speak, Lord. Have your way right now. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
My goodness. You know, it's so much going on right now. But when you look around, and you start thinking things over, all you could really say is, wow, look where God has brought me from. Mm-hmm. And even if your life hasn't been all that great, so you think, because guess what? Just when you think your life is jacked up There's nothing good about your life. Billy across the street is going, I sure wish I had Kathy life. And Kathy, mm-hmm. they go, oh, I got such a jacked up life. Oh, you know, I can't never get what they got. They got this. They got a car. They got a house. They got this. And Billy is across the street saying, look at all Kathy got. My goodness. She's healthy. She don't take no pills. She go to work every day. She's always smiling. I wish I had that kind of peace. Come on now. You can't put a price tag on peace. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Here we go. We are going to be coming from, and this is good stuff. When I say it's good, it's good. Like spare ribs good on a barbecue day. Come on now. Why? Because Labor Day is coming up and everybody's going to try to barbecue. Her. Look, this was better than that. Yeah, it's much better than that. Here we go. This is going to be short and sweet. Thank you, God. Okay, we are we in the Old Testament. We are going to be coming from 1 Samuel chapter 13. Ooh, that's a lot of verses. Verses 19 through 22. And then we're going to drop down to chapter 14, verse 1. Drop down a little bit more. Chapter 14, verse 6 through 15. And verse 20. I'll say it one more time so all of you that's writing. First Samuel, chapter 13, verses 19 through 22. Mm-hmm. Then 1 Samuel 14, verse 1. 1 Samuel 14, verses 6 through 15. And 1 Samuel 14 and 20. Yeah, I said a mouthful then. Yes, sir. Here we go. Thank you, God. Have your way with this word. Amen. 1 Samuel 13, 19 through 22. And no blacksmith could be found in all the land of Israel. But the Philistines had said, the Hebrews must not be allowed to make swords or spears. Thank you, God. Verse 20. Instead, all the Hebrews will go down to the Philistines to sharpen their plowshares, mattocks, axes, and sickles. The charge was a pin for sharpening a plowshare or mattock, a third of a shekel for sharpening a pitchfork or an axe, and a third of a shekel for repointing an ox good. So on the day of battle, not a sword or a spear could be found in the hands of the troops with Saul and Jonathan. Only Saul and his son, Jonathan, had weapons. No one else had any weapons. My goodness, glory to God. Let's go over to verse 14 and 1. One day, I got to drop down and I'll bring the whole story together. Just ride with me. One day, Jonathan, the son of Saul, said to the young man bearing his armor bearer, come, let us cross over to the Philistine outpost on the other side. But Jonathan did not tell his father. My goodness, now we're going to go over to 14, 6 through 15. Verse 6, Jonathan said to the young man, come, let us go to the outpost, and y'all stay with me. I know it sounds like we're going over it again. On the other side, he says, come, let us cross over to the outpost of those uncircumcised men. Ooh, I love that. See, you got to hear what God is saying in his word, because you be missing all of me, you know? Perhaps mm-hmm. the Lord will work on our behalf. Nothing can hinder, nothing can hinder, nothing can hinder the Lord from saving by many or by few. Thank you, God. His armor bearer replied, do all that's in your heart to do. Go ahead. I am with you. I am with you heart and soul. Oh, my goodness, what a commitment. Very well, said Jonathan. We will cross over toward these men and show ourselves to them. If they say, wait until we come to you, then we will stay. Mm-mm. Then we will stay where we are and let them come to us, and we will not go up to them. But if they say, come on up, then we will go up, because this will be the sign. My goodness, glory to God. This will be the sign that the Lord has delivered them into our hands. So the two of them showed themselves to the outpost of the Philistines, who exclaimed, look, the Hebrews are coming out of the holes in which they were hiding. So the men of the outpost called out to Jonathan and his armor bearer, come on up, and we will teach you a lesson. Follow me, Jonathan told his armor bearer, for the Lord has delivered them into our hands. My goodness, this is good stuff. So Jonathan climbed up on his hands and feet with his armor bearer behind him. And the Philistines fell before Jonathan and his armor bearer, followed and finished them off. In the first assault, Jonathan and his armor bearer struck down about 20 men over half an acre of land. Then terror struck the Philistines in the camp in the field. And among all the people, even those in the outposts and raiding parties trembled. Indeed, the earth quaked and panic spread from God. Wow. Then Saul and all his troops assembled to march to the battle. They found the Philistines in total confusion with each man, welding the sword against his own neighbor. My goodness. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. 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 The title of this message is No Weapon Formed. No Weapon Formed.
Amen.
We see that what the Philistines did, my goodness, God, I love you. What the Philistines did was they made sure that the Hebrews, they didn't have any weapons. They made sure that all they could do with what they had, they would have to come to the Philistines to get weapons, because all of their weapons, none of them had weapons except Saul and Jonathan. For those of you that don't know, Saul was the king and Jonathan was his son. So those are the only two that had any weapons. Oh, this is good stuff. Okay, so guess what? You got an army of 600 men. Mm-hmm. And if you got an army of 600 men, that tells me where you were going to do battle, they at least had to have 600 men or more. Because there would have been no other reason for you to take 600 men if they only had 300, or if they only had 100, or if they only had 50. So you got 600 men, that tells me at least they had 600 or more.
Mm.
Okay? So now you getting ready to go into battle with your 600, but you guys don't got no weapons, only the king and his son. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm not going to read all of the verses, you guys can go back, to 1 Samuel 13, 19 on down to 14. Go all the way down and read it for yourself. But let me tell you real quick what's going on. So now you got 600 guys, and 600, and two of them got weapons, right? So now you're getting ready to go into battle, and no one has any weapons. Okay, watch this. When I was younger, this is good stuff. When I was younger, I had a sister that liked to mouth off to folks. And I'm looking at her going, oh, dang, there she go again. Because I know from what she's saying, whoever she's saying it to is getting ready to jack me and her up. And I'm looking at her going, what is she doing? Just come on, let's go. You know, because I'm looking at all, my goodness, glory to God. I'm looking at all six of them against us. And I'm going, oh, man, because I know she can't fight. She ain't nothing but mouth. So I'm looking at all of them against me. And I'm going, okay, stop talking. Let's just go, please. You know, no, we ain't backing down from nobody. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, because you know they're getting ready to jack Cat up. So I'm looking, and I go, and I can't leave her. Because my mother's thing is, no matter what's going on, you don't leave your sister, you don't leave your brother, you don't leave your family. You stay there. And I said, oh, I need to leave her. So finally she goes, what you going to do? What you going to do? And, oh, my goodness, she was like 4'9". She ain't even tall. And I'm looking going, they going to come at me? Because they're thinking, get the biggest one first. I said, oh, here we go. And I'm just waiting because now they zooming in on us. And I'm going, oh, man, I'm sweating. You know, I could have went to the bathroom on myself. I don't know. I was so scared. I couldn't feel nothing. And so I'm standing there, and then she goes, come on, come on. So they coming closer. They cut my heart is thumping because they're getting ready to let me have it. And by the time they got to me, my other sisters, I don't know where they came from. These little gangster girls, they jumped in front of me. They said, do we have a problem? Do we got a problem? Is there a problem? I need to know. Is there a problem? They looked at those two going, we ain't got no problem. Ain't no problem. And the one that was not, I told y'all, come on with it. Come on with it. And I'm going, she did not know we had any help. All she knew was Cat with me, but Cat was getting ready to get toe up. And right when they was getting close enough to swing on me, that's when the other two sisters said, they'll fight anybody. And they jumped out. Do we got a problem? Is there a problem? What's going on? Is there a problem? Y'all got a... No, ain't nobody got no problem. Ain't nobody got no problem. I'm like, thank you. I don't know where y'all came from, but thank you. But if y'all know those two sisters most of the time traveled with my cousin. My cousin will run, kick you in your head before you even know she was in your presence. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, let me turn around because I know they packing. They got the other ones with them. And my cousins, they were standing in the rear waiting. Because they looking for a fight. Now, why did I say that to you? Because I was scared, right? I didn't have nothing to fight with. I ain't had no stick. There was no reason to put no Vaseline on my face because I was getting ready to get the beat down. So now we're looking at Saul and Jonathan and the army, 600 men. It appears that Saul was a little afraid because they had, my goodness, glory to God, they had no weapon or so it seems. And that is why God lets us know later on, no weapon formed against you will ever prosper.
Amen.
Okay? Now, so they don't got no weapons, and it looks like Saul's kind of scared. Why? Because he's sitting under the pomegranate tree. Let me think what we're going to do on the king. They're looking for me to make a decision. Let me think. So while he's under the pomegranate tree, his son Jonathan looks at his armor bearer and said, come on, go with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the armor bearer really didn't have a choice at that point. So he sneaks off with Jonathan. Jonathan, the son, said, you know what? Let's go on over here to these Philistines. Oh, my goodness, watch this, y'all. He says, whatever God can do with many, he can do with a few.
Amen.
You know why? Jonathan had peace. It didn't matter how many men were over there. Jonathan had peace. And if you know those old ladies from the old school churches, they said, if I hold my peace, the Lord will fight my battle.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Not only will the Lord fight your battle, he'll let you know, it looks like you don't have a weapon. The reason why I didn't let you, this is good, y'all better get this. The reason why I didn't let you have a weapon is because I need y'all to learn that you really are dependent on me. Your battle is not your battle. Your battle is the Lord.
Amen.
God is saying, any minute now, they're going to get it.
Yes.
The battle belongs to the Lord.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Why? Because the enemy that you see, oh my goodness, the enemy that you see is not the one you're fighting. Oh my goodness. The fight is in the spirit realm. Because Satan is still trying to kill, steal, and destroy everything that belongs to God. So the person that's coming at you is not the person you're fighting, because Satan has overtaken, making them think they need to rise up against you, but greater is he that is with me. Woo! Good Lord, I love you. So why they can't see my army, they don't know. I don't need to have a weapon in my hand. I just need to what? Hold my peace. Because as I hold my peace, the Lord is going to fight my battle. Why? Because it's not mine. The battle belongs to the Lord. Why? Because the battle is in the spirit realm. Anybody that's coming at you, they're only coming at you because the spirit in them does not like you. The spirit in them don't know you. Okay? They're not God. The spirit in them is only after God.
Yes.
How do you get God? Destroy what he loves. My goodness, glory to God. I tell you what, people can come at me, and I just told you, I ain't no fighter. I'll get jacked up. But come and mess with my children.
Mm-hmm.
The fight comes out of me. Because I know you ain't trying to mess with my baby. So guess what? When the enemy's coming up against us thinking, oh, we trying to get God, we going to come, they don't realize their arms are too short to box with God.
Yes, it is.
And they're thinking they're coming up against him, because guess what? Just like they said in that movie Twins, the little dude said, if you mess with me, you mess with my whole family. And guess what? That's what y'all need to start saying, every one of us. When you mess with me, you mess with my whole family. Huh? You messing with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Keep on messing with me. See, But the reason why we're not saying that is because we don't have our peace yet, right? The peace that surpasses all understanding. We don't really have that, right? Because some of us are still scared because we think we don't have a weapon. But God says no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. It doesn't matter whether you got a weapon or not. You have me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all the weapon you. As a matter of fact, he's a secret weapon. Because when people walk up on you, they don't know you're a child of God, a man of God. They just know that something in them is telling them they don't like you.
Uh-huh.
And they keep twisting a nail and trying to grind things into you and get on your nerves and tear you apart. Why? Because Satan is trying to make you think. He's trying to make you think you need to be scared because you're all alone. The devil is a liar. You are never alone.
Amen.
Never, ever, ever. Even when you're doing wrong, you are not alone. You know how many days I did things I had no business doing, and all of a sudden I get home, my mother said, so you grown now, you just gonna cross the street, and I told you don't go cross that street. And I'm looking, going, she wasn't even over there. Where was she? and I said, I didn't cross no street. She said, I was looking right at you when you crossed that street, Kathy. I was just running. How you gonna lie? She was looking. So here's the thing. How you gonna lie? Daughter's looking. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. How you gonna lie? He's looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Amen. And guess what? He already know you scared. Right? It looks like I'm talking about Saul, Jonathan, and their army. No, I'm talking about Kathy. I'm talking about Sally. I'm talking about Brenda. I'm talking about John. I'm talking about Billy. I'm talking about all of you under the sound of my voice. You know why? Because God is saying, I don't know why they're scared. I said, fear not, for I am with thee. I don't leave you when you get in trouble. I don't leave you when you do wrong. I do not leave you.
Yeah.
I am always with you. But somehow we haven't grasped that thought that he is always with us.
Amen.
Right? We think because we can't find a job, God is mad at us. We ain't got no money, God is mad at us. Nobody likes us, God is not with us. You know, everything is coming up against me. Where is God? Where is God? Where is God? And God is standing next to you going, right here. And you going through all your trials and tribulations, and you think you got no weapon, you got nothing to fight with, and guess what? All you really need is hope. They used to sing a song, I can be glad because my hope is in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to do is look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Start saying these things to yourself. So you'll find strength in him.
Amen.
God is looking at us going, this is my creation? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Who told them they got to tuck their tails and run? You stand firm, and the devil will have to flee.
Yes, he will.
I'm telling you. I'm not saying this because, oh, she's just saying that, yeah, but she don't know how rough it's been for me and everything that I'm going through. And I don't hardly have no money sometimes. I can't eat. I can't. The devil is a liar. Yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. I promise you, if you say, Lord, I don't have no food, somebody going to knock on your door. I don't know why, but something just told me to bring this to you. I hope it's okay. And you looking at him going, you brought me groceries? Huh.
Mm.
or you at work thinking, oh, Lord, I ain't got nothing but fumes in my car. How am I going to get home? And somebody comes and says, Kathy, didn't I owe you $10? I don't, here, take it, because it seems like I owed you $10. Come on now. You have got to understand who God is.
If you understand
who God is, you'll be just like Jonathan. Come on, Armor Bearer. Let's go. Now, guess what? Jonathan and the Armor Bearer didn't tell his daddy. They just snuck off. Mm-hmm. So you got an army of 600, and you're going to take it all the way down to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And only one of you has a weapon.
Okay.
And you're going to forget the army. What it says, a whole football field or something? A whole something, acres?
Acres.
My goodness, glory to God. And he's saying, you know what? Whatever God could do with hundreds, he could do with a few.
Yes, he can.
All of us need to understand that God don't need a whole lot of people around you to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan didn't tell his dad he was going. He just went.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I don't need no naysayers trying to stop me.
All
if
right.
King Saul is sitting under the tree, why would I go and say, guess what, Dad? Me and my Armor Bearer, we're going to go over there and see what we can do. Dad going to, no, son. You my son. I can't let you go over there and you ain't, no, you ain't even got enough people. And only one of you, no, you need to stay here. I'm sending somebody else. See what I'm saying? There's times when God is trying to bless you, but it looks like you got to go through something to get the blessing.
Mm.
Well, go on through.
That's it.
Come on now.
Stay strong.
If God is sending you through there, and you know God told you to go, go.
Amen.
What's going to happen to you that God himself is not going to help to get you through it?
Come on now.
If he sent you there,
he's
going to be with you the whole time.
Yes, he is. God be the glory.
And there are times when you're looking like, I can't own. Oh, the devil is a liar. He's trying to get me. No, you a liar. Because that wasn't the devil voice you heard. That was God's voice.
Gotta know the difference.
Kathy, I need you to get yourself together, okay? Take that $20 you got and go over there and give it to Brenda. Oh, the devil is a liar. I ain't giving Brenda my last 20. And God is saying, see, Jesus, they still don't know. They don't know that once they give that last 20 out, I will make sure they get 80 to come back to them.
Come on, now.
But they first got to open their hand. See, when you open your hand, that goes both ways. You're giving, but your hand is open so you can receive as well.
That's right.
Come on now. You got to understand how God does things. Now look what God did. He went to the Philistines' camp, went to their camp. Oh, here's the thing. It doesn't matter if they had thousands with them, because guess what God did? God confused them so bad that they ended up fighting each other.
Yes.
They were fighting one another, killing one another.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh, my goodness, y'all better get this. So your enemies that are coming up against you, God can confuse them so that they'll end up attacking one another.
Yes. Amen.
And all you doing is standing there looking at them going, what in the world? I thought Billy and Sally were good friends. What are they doing? You know what they doing. They showing you that your God is the only real God there is. and he has confused them. Look, they were so confused and fighting one another. When Jonathan and them first got there, they was creeping on up on their hands and knees. Sometimes you got to go down to get up. Come on now.
All right now.
Jonathan and them was crawled on their hands and knees. And the Philistines, they so arrogant. Come on up here. We got something for you. Jonathan looked at his armor bearer. He said, yeah, and we got something for you too.
Yes.
God just delivered you into our hands. That was the sign that I needed. And guess what? Jonathan told his armor bearer, if they say to us, come on up, that's our sign that God's going to deliver us.
Yes.
Huh? Some people think, you don't need no sign, just, you know. No, there are times when God does send a sign. And you look at it now, here's the thing. You may just overlook the sign, but it doesn't mean he didn't send you one.
That's right.
So he sends the sign. Why does he send the sign? So the peace that you have that surpasses all understanding, he's letting you know, hold your peace. I got you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And I'm standing there going, you got me, Lord? And I'm looking at the sign. Okay, he got me. Yeah, he got me. And guess what? Why they telling me, come on up here. We got something for you. God is saying, yeah, and I got something for you, too. And they get up there, and the camp is fighting themselves. It says that while Jonathan then was crawling up there, the men started falling at their feet.
Yep.
So the armor said, well, let's just take their hands off. Click, click, click. They're already down.
That's it.
Can you imagine that sight? You on your hands and knees fighting a battle that you never had a weapon to fight.
Oh, right.
Because guess what? Jonathan's armor bearer didn't have a weapon, only Jonathan. So how is it saying that the armor bearer took some of them out? He had no weapon. All right, goodness, glory to God. You know, there are times when I used to tell my baby sister, I said, come on, we should do this, we can do this. Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. I'm getting ready to tell you, dad, da-da. And she said, you sure? I said, yeah, it's okay, come on. I know what I'm doing, come on. And she's following me, and then she go, okay, if you sure, we're not gonna get in no trouble, just come on with me. Follow me. It's going to be okay. And she followed behind me. She's going, okay, if you say we ain't going to get in trouble, we good. And so she's following behind me. And I'm going. And I can imagine that she was a bit nervous. But because she was looking at me, who was not nervous, she figured it was okay. Look at Jonathan's armor bearer. He said, do whatever's in your heart to do. I'm with you. Because sometimes, oh, my goodness, and here comes the close. Sometimes people don't want to see your weakness. They want to see your strength. Your strength is not you buckling up and I'm going to take this person out and I'm going to beat them. No. Your strength is your trust in God.
Amen.
That's where your strength is. A lot of times people tell me they're going to do stuff and da-da-da, and they're trying to jack me up and get me scared, and I'm looking going, And Kathy, oh, don't let them threaten me with a job. You be like, okay, Y'all got it twisted. Because you think I work for you.
Nope.
Okay. You think I work for you. You're my employer, but I work for God.
Amen.
And if you shut this door, God has 12 more he can open.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm so sick and tired of people saying God got another door. God got so many doors that ain't funny.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone he wants me to go through, he'll just kick it open.
Exactly.
We've got to understand who we are. And guess what? This is good news for everybody. Because some of you belong to God and you haven't come in yet.
That's true.
And you don't even know you belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? There's people around you trying to what? Give you the sign.
Yes.
Even though you're doing that, and that, God is still with you. Why? Because he knows when you're going to come in.
Oh, yes.
He knows that you belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. Satan doesn't know. That's why he's still dangling you like a little robot and you doing all these things that he's putting in your mind to do. Because he's under the impression you belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not your father. Huh? He don't wake you up in the morning. In fact, he don't even want to see you get up in the morning. You think when you open your eyes and you say, oh, another day, okay. Let me... That Satan is happy. He go, oh, man, they survived. They lived another day.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want to see us alive. He don't want us to wake up. God does.
Yeah.
And that's why he continues to wake us up.
Amen.
And so God is sitting there going, Kathy, tell them no weapon formed against them. That's all you got to say. And I said, okay. He said, and tell them this too. Stop thinking the battle is yours. You don't need a weapon because it's not your fight. The only fighting you got to do is a good fight of faith.
Amen.
You got to have faith in God. That's all the fight you need.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so right now, I'm looking at Jonathan and his armor bearer, and guess what? When the king found out, Saul found out, who's missing? What's going on? What's on that racket over there? Who's missing from the, your son? My son?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's go on over there.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that tells us that had Jonathan told him what he was going to do, he would have convinced Jonathan not to go.
Yes.
That's why Jonathan looked at his arm bearer and said, let's go. Here's the thing. Sometimes God is telling you to do something. You ain't got to tell everybody. Just get the stepping.
There you go.
Do whatever it is God has put in your heart to do. You don't have to tell a soul. When they look again, the victory, whatever it is God said you were going to have, you're going to have it.
That's right. God,
but you got to trust God to step out on faith. And one of the biggest things, before I close, one of the biggest thing is, why do we have to tell everybody that God wants to bless us?
That's
why don't you just receive the blessing and let them see it?
Yep.
The naysayers is going to try to talk you out of whatever God told you to do.
That's right. Amen.
Now, you know, Jonathan and his armor-bearer had no business going up in the little bushes to them Philistines because they only had one weapon.
One.
Psych. They had two. They had two weapons. The first one really didn't matter because what is one gun going to do to all those guys? It's that second weapon. You know, while they crawling on their hands and knees, God standing behind them going, look at my babies. Look how they trust me.
That's right.
Look at them.
That's exactly what he did.
And because of that trust,
mm-hmm.
he's going to deliver in your hands whatever the enemy thinks he's taking from you.
Amen. Thank you,
God.
God
is trying to tell us today, I need you to trust me more. I need you to hold your peace. I'm already fighting your battles.
Yes, he is.
Just hold your peace. And when he says, hold your peace, he's saying, you know that peace that I gave you that surpasses all understanding? You don't even understand why you got peace right now.
Mm-mm.
But if you hold on to it, I'm going to fight your battle.
Amen.
Because no weapon formed against you, or you, Kathy, is going to prosper. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word this evening. I think that deserves a hand clap. So at this time, I'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. Amen. And we're going to start off with 929-527. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. Praise God. Area code 623-271. God bless you. And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word this evening?
Well, it's powerful to hold your peace. I mean, I've learned that the hard way, thinking that I'll fight my battles and I'm doing what God wants me to do. And he's just sitting there watching me just wear myself out. And then finally, it's like, I'm done. I'm just done, and I give up, and I'm doing what God wants me to do. I'm being faithful. I'm doing the right thing. And boy, when he intervenes, when God intervenes in that battle, he takes over in a mighty powerful way, far, far better than I could ever have thought of or accomplished with 600 people. So wonderful message there. Just hold your peace. Be faithful to God and just hold your peace.
Amen. Well said. Well said. Praise God. Area code 864-266. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word this evening?
Good evening. And yes, I do. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I take it with me every day. I'm doing my work day. Way up driving on the highways to work, to home, going wherever, to and fro. I just know everything is in God's will, and I trust his will and his way.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. And that's all we have to do is trust in God and just put everything we have in his hand and just allow him to do what he has to do for us. And just continue loving on him and praising him, giving him the glory. Because we can't do anything without him. He is our strength. Mm. So, Pastor Kathy, thank you for that wonderful message this evening. And at this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening. Amen.
Amen. Awesome, awesome. Yes. I tell you, anyone that hears me preach and the word that God gives me is his loving arms wrapped around us, inviting others to come in. I don't want you to be out there afraid. I don't want you to think you got to do it alone. I don't want you to think I don't see you. I don't see your tears. I don't hear your cries. I am with you. You may not be with me right now, but I'm still with you. That's how good of God we serve.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, I am so glad that God didn't forget about me.
Hallelujah.
When I was out there, I was a little rascal, and I'm so glad he took the time to say, go get Kathy. What is she doing now?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? When he said it, it sounded like my mother's voice. And I'm going, Huh? Because guess what? You don't know who God is using to bring you in.
Amen.
It was my mother's voice, but it was God saying, Kathy, stop.
Amen.
Stop, Kathy.
Yes.
Yeah. And the same way I didn't want to disappoint my mother, I surely don't want to disappoint God. And now today, God is extending his love to you. And thank you, God. Leslie, I want you to take a few minutes after I do this call of salvation. Get yourself ready to close us out in prayer. God
Amen.
Is saying, all you have to do is say, Father God, I am a sinner. I confess of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life, Lord God. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. Forgive me, God. Forgive me. Have mercy on me.
Yes,
Lord. I believe that your son definitely died on that cross for my sins. And now I invite you to come into my life. Come in, Lord. Come in. I'm going to make you my Lord and Savior. And the next thing you got to say is, Lord God, lead me to a good household of faith. A good household of faith that I can grow all the more into the knowledge of who you are.
Yes,
that
Lord.
My way will be found pleasing unto you, O God. I thank you for your mercy, your grace. I thank you, O God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. Because guess what? He's been doing stuff for you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you haven't come in yet, he's still protecting you. He's still loving on you. He's still blessing you. You're just not
mm-hmm.
giving him the credit. But he's still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he knows you belong to him, and one day you will come in.
Yes.
So we thank God that he freely, freely, freely opens up his arms and receives every last one of us as soon as we make the decision to invite him.
Yes, Lord.
All he's waiting is for us to say, Lord God, I need you. I need you in my life. Huh? Thank you, God. He's so loving, so merciful, and so forgiving. He is a forgiving God. Leslie, go ahead and pray us out, dear heart.
Thank you, Pastor Kathy. I'd be honored to. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful ministry. Thank you for Pastor Kathy, her wisdom, her insight, her anointing. Thank you for Pastor Stephen. What a wonderful support he is towards her and her ministry. And to this opportunity on this program where we can hear the word. And as you said, your word never goes out void. You send that word out, and I hear it, and other people on this call hear it. And then when I take Pastor Kathy's word and share it to someone else, it has a ripple effect. And I thank you, Father God, for anointing her with this ability to share this word. And it still is powerful when it comes from me and from the next person I tell and the next person. And there is no doubt that Jesus is waiting for someone to hear this word and know, come on in. Let's be a mighty family of Jesus, and we can conquer the evil one out there. In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear heart. Love you for that. Back to you, Evangelist Hilda. God bless you guys.
Amen. Pray one for another. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode. We love you, and we thank you. We bless you and your homes and your families and your finances. And thank you again for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. I pray that each and every one will share what they heard tonight with the next one and the next one. And may God bless you and heaven smile upon you until we meet again. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Good night,
God bless
everybody.
You guys.
Amen.
Love you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. We love you guys.
and shalom.
All the praise belongs to you. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.